but I'm not a historian, and I don't know the ins and outs of the earliest period or stage of the conflict. But the one I'm most familiar with is the more modern stage, which is probably 1969 to 1998. And that happened because at the time, Catholics in Northern Ireland didn't really have the same rights as loyalists, Protestant loyalists, and there was a lot of demonstrations for civil rights, especially where housing was concerned. Catholics really couldn't get good houses at the time, and they had bigger families, as Catholics often do, so especially in Northern Ireland. That's not to say there weren't poor Protestants who weren't trodden on by the same system, but of course nationalists on both sides fanned the flames of discontent, and eventually there was a conflict. So a lot happened in the 60s when Irish Catholic nationalists were demonstrating for their civil rights, and they were pretty much brutalized by the staunchly loyalist Protestant police force, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, and they were beaten into submission, and the more they protested, the more they were beaten. So out of this grew first the official IRA, which were Marxist, and later the provisional IRA, which is kind of an umbrella term for many different competing ideologies. So, you know, it's very difficult to say who started it, really, because what happened, I think, was that then the British arrived to keep the peace between the two warring sides. And when they arrived first, they were treated as heroes by nationalists, by Catholics. Now, I don't think anybody meant for it to go on 30 years, but if you've got armed nationalists and you've got British soldiers there, eventually people are going to take sides. And they started shooting at British soldiers, eventually killing lots of them. Then the Irish nationalist community, Catholic community in Northern Ireland, became entrenched. And of course, the British would obviously then side with the Protestant loyalists, because they would consider themselves British and they would be welcome in their part of the city. But basically what happened was that there was a status quo for maybe 25, 30 years. Bombs went off in England. There was repression against Catholic communities in West Belfast especially. And it was all very counterproductive. You know, for every act of violence against a nationalist community by the British Army, you would have a new generation of IRA volunteers emerging. For every bomb that went off in an English pub, you would have hardened attitudes towards the Irish in London, Birmingham, and it made life intolerable for a lot of Irish people in England at the time who were living there. So it went on until the hunger strikes in the 80s, where many IRA prisoners decided to starve themselves to death in order to win their rights as political prisoners, because at the time the Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher saw them as common criminals, so they refused to wear a prison uniform, so they starved themselves to death in order to show that they were not common criminals but political prisoners. Personally, I don't agree with their politics, but I do believe they're political prisoners, just like loyalists are as well. You know, I don't believe that they should be criminalised in that way, because if there wasn't a political situation, most of these guys would be in university, not killing other people. It's not like they're psychopaths. Some are. Most are caught up in a war, a kind of small, low-intensity civil war. So out of that came the emergence of Sinn Féin, which would be like the political wing of the IRA. They became very strong because the main hunger striker, Bobby Sands, went for election in the English Parliament. He was voted into the Parliament. This was seen at the time as a victory for the IRA and Sinn Féin, because they didn't believe that Mrs. Thatcher, the then Prime Minister, would leave a political prisoner, not a political prisoner, but an English politician, a Member of Parliament, MP, die in a British cell, which she did. And this led to a lot of unrest in the North, but not as much as people thought there would be. But what happened was Sinn Féin got the first taste of success politically, and after that they always looked for a political solution to the armed conflict. And it went on and on for a long, long time after that, but all the time Sinn Féin were gaining support politically, and the more support they got, the more the mandate they felt they had from the nationalist community and people in Ireland, and eventually it led towards peace talks.